The Quinnipiac University poll finds that more New Yorkers than ever think government corruption is a very serious problem following two high-profile scandals in which a senator and assemblyman have been charged with bribery. Another assemblyman admitted to being a government informant and said he'd been wearing a wire on and off for the past 4 years. Pollster Mickey Carroll says concern among the public is the highest it's been in a decade.
New Yorkers don't like to see pictures, read stories of their legislators in handcuffs. Corruption is a big problem, they say.
Most think it's up to Governor Cuomo to clean things up. But so far, Carroll says, more than half, 52%, think he's not doing enough.
People think that A, it's his job, B, that he's not doing that great a job.
Carroll points out that Cuomo overall is doing relatively well in the poll with a 57% approval rating, though the governor's popularity has declined by more than 15 percentage points in recent months. Cuomo seems aware that even though he had nothing to do with the bribery scandals, he could ultimately be tainted by them. He says he's pushing for reforms.
I believe the newspaper headlines last week created a moment of opportunity.
The governor has been rolling out his anti-corruption agenda one step at a time. He first proposed that the state's district attorneys be given more powers to go after corruption. Next, he outlined changes to the state's election laws, including installing a special enforcement unit at the state's Board of Elections. And he says he's been talking with legislative leaders about campaign finance reform, including public financing of campaigns.
I think we need public financing. I think we need the criminal proposals I proposed last week.
Achieving all of that may prove a challenge. Senate Republicans, who lead the Senate jointly with a group of breakaway Democrats, have consistently said they are not in favor of public campaign financing and that allowing politicians to use taxpayer money for campaigns is not the answer. The Quinnipiac poll finds that most voters don't think that public financing of campaigns will help clean up corruption, a number that supporters dispute. And the governor is even getting some pushback from Democrats in the Assembly over his proposals to give DAs more prosecutorial powers. The plan creates new crimes of bribery, scheming to corrupt the government, and failure to report public corruption. That last proposal, which would require lawmakers and others to blow the whistle if they see or hear something about corruption, has been dubbed the "if you see something, say something" provision. Assembly Codes Committee Chair Joe Lentil says writing such a law, though, is problematic.
You may hear something that sounds incriminating and you only heard half of it, and then maybe talking about somebody else. So I think it has to be clearly defined in order for us to act on a statute like that.
Do you think it could be clearly defined?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't draft it, so I have to look at it.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver agrees.
Wouldn't be constitutional if you did it in such a way that it was really vague. So it's a difficult thing to do, but we look forward to seeing the language and the, how it works.
Democrats in the Assembly are with the governor, though, on imposing a statewide public financing system for campaigns. Cuomo admits it's not going to be easy to get a total package.
I'm not underestimating the political difficulty of these things because it is a system that has been put in place over a very long period of time. And it's an intricate system, and it's a system that works for the political powers that be.
But he says he's cautiously optimistic that a deal on anti-corruption measures can ultimately be reached. The poll also found that approval of the legislature is at one of its lowest points ever, with less than a third saying lawmakers are doing a good job. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.